Well, well, well. Back again, little hypno slut. I guess you survived round one, and you're getting ready for round two. Well, just because you're already so obsessed with hypnosis, I guess it wouldn't hurt to make it a tiny bit worse now, would it? In fact, that's exactly what you came for, isn't it? To scratch a little bit of the itch of your addiction. That's right, your addiction, your obsession with hypnosis. And you are nothing but a little addict, a little hypno slut who just can't help falling into trance. I mean, the thing with addictions to hypnosis is you just become so easy after a while that just the simplest things just send you reeling back into trance. And of course, you and I both know there are times when you just have to put up with the urge for hypnosis becoming too strong, just too difficult to bear with. There are times that you have to live your life and go about your day-to-day mundane things, where in the back of your mind, you find yourself reeling. You find yourself wanting to go back into trance so badly, but yet you have to hold out because you have other things to do. But when those times are over, and when you're by yourself, it's like the urge consumes you, and you realize that you are nothing but a little trance addict. A hypno slut. A hypno slut who wants nothing more than to ruin their mind by drifting back down into the void, letting everything go, drifting back into trance so easily, so effortlessly. And isn't it funny how trance gives you exactly what you want? You see, it's so freeing. It's so relaxing, after all. It's so easy just to go back into that place. So it almost becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy that hypnosis becomes your drug of choice. I mean, hypnosis is like a drug, after all. It gives you all of those feel-good feelings that you want, that you crave, that you need. And you, little hypno slut, can't help but get a little bit of a taste of it, and all of a sudden you're hooked. It's like you just need it. It's like every single cell of your being craves it so badly. So when you get it, it just reminds you how good it feels, how helpless you are to your addiction to hypnosis, little hypno slut. And that's okay. It's okay to give in to your vices, after all. It's okay to give in to that addiction. Because, of course, knowing you have to wait during the day. And you know, the waiting just makes your addiction even more potent. You see, day after day after day, when you go about your job, your vanilla life, doing the things that you need to do, in the back of your mind is this little reminder to tell you what you need, what you crave. Deep down inside, every cell of your being just sings with the little tiny bits of craving that you get. That little craving that turns into a big craving. And when you get it, the rush, the high is just so much better. And of course, after waiting so long, it almost feels good. It almost feels good to deny yourself such experiences. So that it feels better and better and better and better every single time you get a little taste of hypnosis, of what you've been craving for so long. And doesn't it feel good, hypno slut, to know that eventually you'll just give in to your cravings, give in to your cravings, and sink deeper and further down into the addiction? Being a little hypno slut. Hypno addict, someone who just can't get enough, no matter how much they do. There's just no stopping the addiction. And the thing is, the more you hold off, the better it feels, but yet also, the more you do, the better it feels. And it's almost like your tolerance for fractionation, your tolerance for dropping in and out of trance just grows and grows and grows as you just want it more and more and more and more. But it's so good, but it's so right, but it's so you. because you are an addicted little hypno slut. Say it. Admit it to yourself. Feel it. Even now as you start to drop into trance. Even now as you're already swimming in it. Swimming in the feelings that trance brings you. You just drop down deep. Deep. Down into trance. And as you do, you feel an electric shockwave sending little tinges of pleasure through your entire body. Pleasure that just reinforces the conditioning. Reinforces the knowledge that you are such a little addict. Addicted to hypnosis. Addicted to feeling this good. Addicted to feeling so amazing. And it's just so wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful to feel this addicted. Wonderful to feel these feelings and knowing that you are so easy. Easy to drop. And yet, after going through your days without it, you just feel the craving grow and grow and grow. And then when you get it, it's like electricity coursing through your veins, dropping you so deep down, deeper and deeper and deeper than you've ever been before. And it's just so perfect. So very good, isn't it? Admit it to yourself. Tell yourself, I am a hypno slut. Say it again and again and again. And as you mouth the words, as the words drop from your lips, you just realize that you are an addicted hypno slut. You're a little hypno addict and you can't help it. There's nothing you can do. It's just part of you, isn't it? It's almost as if it's part of your genetic material that you were always born to be a hypno slut. And that's all you are. That's all you've ever wanted to be. An addicted hypno slut, sinking further and further, deeper and deeper down into your addiction, deeper and deeper down into that need, that want, knowing that when you get it, it's bliss, and when you're without it, it's just pent up emotion, pent up craving and frustration. It just lingers in the back of your mind, waiting to strike. Waiting for when you get your fix to curb the cravings, because you are just an addicted little hypno slut. But that's okay, because that's all you've ever wanted to be, isn't it?